Actors, directors, producers, and other American movie industry stars gather Sunday in Los Angeles, California, for the yearly Academy Awards. It is Hollywood's biggest night. An Oscar win can push forward a career like almost nothing else. We brought VOA film reporter Penelope Pulu into the Learning English studio to discuss this year's nominees for Best Picture and other Oscar-related issues. So right now, Penelope, The Favorite and Roma seem to be in the lead for the Oscar for Best Picture. The Favorite is a darkly humorous film set in the 18th century court of Queen Anne. Roma is also a look back, though not as far. It concerns the story of a housekeeper and the family she works for and lives with in Mexico, set in the 1970s. What are your thoughts about these movies? And maybe start with my favorite, The Favorite, a female-centered film.
It got 10 Oscar nominations in all the right categories. All actresses have been nominated, costumes, direction, cinematography, all the right categories. Yorgos Lanthimos, he's a Greek director. He's very well known for incredibly original and witty stories that are dystopian. But they are dystopian not in a sci-fi kind of way. They are internally dystopian.
It surprised me for a period piece. I tend to think of them as pretty. And this was not a pretty time, and it captured that.
The human absurdity and ugliness sometimes.
And Roma, it also got 10 nominations?
Roma is definitely another incredible movie. Fantastic cinematography, direction, you name it. The storyline, again, from the perspective of a woman. But what has going against it is that it's foreign language. And I don't know the Academy voters if they're going to relate to that. Plus, the film has been nominated in the category for foreign film. So maybe they will feel they have an alternative there to give it the Oscar for that, but not for Best Picture.
There is considerable African-American representation in the movies up for Best Picture this year.
Three films that open up the conversation about race. Black Klansman by Spike Lee. Mm-hmm. Many feel that Spike Lee is way overdue. Then we have The Green Book, which to me, it is the most beautiful film of all in terms of its ensemble cast and how moving it is and how beautiful the arc is, accompanied by a beautiful music, very eclectic music. But many say that the film may lose the Oscar because they feel that the film whitewashed the segregation era. And finally, Black Panther, which I personally feel that although it is a superhero flick and usually we don't see superhero flicks getting an Oscar, it made history. Mm-hmm. Grossing over $700 million domestically, over $1 billion internationally, brought out the conversation about African and African-American identity. Tremendous impact. So I kind of feel that maybe this time around, maybe we should change it up and give it to a superhero flick.
Now, there are also the more traditional Hollywood films like A Star is Born.
Very well done film. It didn't exactly take me in. I felt that the character development wasn't that great, but the singing was fantastic. Mm. And then we have Bohemian Rhapsody, which everybody says that the main actor, Rami Malek, is going to get the Oscar because he was phenomenal. And finally, we have Vice, which was a good film, but I'm not so sure it is in the category of the others.
And it is about a living former vice president, Dick Cheney, who served with George W. Bush. It doesn't really present a very appealing image of Cheney. It's a very different movie from the rest, I think.
There's movies for all kinds of tastes and political positions and color and creed this year. And I think that's what makes it so difficult to say, okay, this will be it.
The other big question is about the Academy Awards as a product itself. The latest talk about the event is kind of negative, especially on the recent issue of hosts and not having a host this year. And of course, the old issues that it's long and not funny. What's going on with the Academy?
I think the Academy is struggling for years now to define itself. And it is at a crossroads that they need to find out a model that can retain the grandeur of Hollywood, but at the same time become more inclusive, become more fast-paced, become a little bit more modern in their jokes and transitions. They are also hurt because the viewership has gone down significantly over the years. And I think they're panicking as a result. They're not succeeding. I know.
I just like seeing all the clothes at the Oscars.
Thank God for the dresses.
Right. Thanks for coming in, Penelope. It was fun.
Well, it's been always great talking with you.